Greetings in the name of Jesus. This is Mose, and I'm here with the daily inspiration for this sixth day of the month. And we just had a beautiful coating of snow last night, and it reminds me of the verse where it, in Isaiah where it says, "Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. How is the faithful city become an harlot? It was full of judgment. Righteousness lodged in now murderers." Well, as we consider the snow, and how beautiful a coating of white snow is in the wintertime, looks fresh, makes the earth look fresh and beautiful and bright. Especially at night, it looks bright outside, and stars and the moon shining upon the snow. It just looks so beautiful. And then Isaiah says here, "Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet," though we have many sins, and the Lord Jesus, through his precious blood that was shed at the cross, our sins can be washed as white as wool, as white as snow. And, you know, it doesn't just happen. It takes something on our part. And our part is to acknowledge that the Lord Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ is Lord, and come to him in obedience and bow before him. Acknowledge our sinfulness, acknowledge our wretchedness and who we are. Just tell Jesus who we are and tell him about our sin, and then he is faithful to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It's so beautiful the way that God has provided a way for us to be free from our sin. And washes us as white as snow. This morning, or yesterday, I looked at hospitality, Christian virtue, the Christian virtue of hospitality. This morning, I thought I'd like to just briefly mention another Christian virtue, and that's loyalty. Loyalty, you know, when Jonathan, I guess I won't read that account this morning, but when Jonathan and David were together, Jonathan committed himself to David, and he was loyal to him. He showed David when it was time to leave and when it was safe to come home. And when David was living in Saul's house, and Jonathan was Saul's son, and so instead of David could have been loyal to his father, and but he knew that his father was an evil man, and so he was loyal to David, and he told David when to leave and when to come home. And loyalty is a beautiful thing in our lives. If we are committed to a cause and we are loyal to it, that's so beautiful. And, you know, that's what Jesus wants. He wants our loyalty. He doesn't want us to split our loyalty between him and something else. He wants us to be loyal to him, faithful. And tomorrow I thought I would possibly look at faith. But today it's loyalty. And just consider. Maybe you can think of other people in the Bible who were loyal to their friends and loyal to certain people. And, you know, what lessons we can learn from Bible characters who were loyal. So take some time, and my desire this morning is to inspire you to deeper study. Not to give you all the answers, but just to inspire you to deeper study. Take a look at the Bible and the Bible characters, and the Bible characters on loyalty, and see what they did to earn the title of loyalty in the Bible. And so maybe you can even think of some people in your family, some people in your church who are loyal, who have been loyal, and you know they've been loyal because they stick close to the person they are indebted to. And they don't, unlike Judas, who betrayed Jesus. Now, he was not loyal. That was the opposite of loyalty. Betrayal would be the opposite. And Judas, even though he was a close friend to Jesus and walked with Jesus as a disciple, he was not loyal. He was a betrayer. He was a traitor. And so, yeah, let us think of, let us be loyal to our friends and maybe even our parents, and consider the virtue of loyalty. So that's about what I had to share this morning. God bless you as you continue to study this subject of loyalty. And may the name of Jesus be exalted and glorified. And so this morning, we wish you God's grace, God's blessing. And my name is Moses Stoltzfus, and if you care to, you're free, feel free to give me a call, 717-656-9576. And as I shared earlier in the week, I was in July the 10th and 11th, I was afflicted with a stroke that left my left side paralyzed. And but to God be the glory, He's bringing healing to my left side, and I'm walking, almost walking again. I do walk with a cane, and so I can get around. And you know, my arm is still kind of useless, but I'm trusting God, and you can pray with me that God will bring complete healing to my arm yet fingers, that I may be able to work like normal. You know, I'm only 69 years young, and I do feel a little bit older, though, since I'm kind of a cripple. Can't get around so easy anymore like I used to. And you know, God knows what He's doing, so I still have my faith and trust in Him. God bless you, and you have a great and awesome day. Mm-hmm.